December 1st is West Papua's Day of Independence, the date in 1961 when Papuan people declared themselves independent from their Dutch colonists. Unfortunately, within a year they were invaded again and for the last half a century have been a violently repressed province of Indonesia. But on December 1st, people in Papua and all around the world get together, raise the Papuan Morning Star flag and declare that West Papua will one day again be the masters of their own destiny. I was in King George Square, where the flag was raised, freedom songs sung, and speeches given, including these ones from Jason McLeod and Peter Arndt.
Papua! Papua! Right now in West Papua, and I've just got off the phone from a whole lot of activists in West Papua, right now people are being arrested and beaten by the police for saying that. Hundreds have been arrested in West Papua today. Over 100 were arrested in Jakarta today, including a whole lot of Indonesian activists standing in solidarity. In West Papua, in the last 6 months, there have been over 4,700 arrests. That's 4,700 of non-violent activists who are simply standing up to demand freedom, to demand that they can choose their own future. And that number has increased dramatically after today's arrests. And as I said before, inside Indonesia now, you're seeing a remarkable upsurge of solidarity by ordinary Indonesian people, by workers, by young people, by women's groups, by students, by university lecturers. So this movement is growing, and the solidarity has been led by people from the Pacific, and it's been picked up all around the world. Today, in every continent, they are raising the flag, and more cities are joining it. This is a movement that is growing. The economic forces that are involved in colonization, some of the companies like Rio Tinto and BP, BHP Billiton, who was kicked out of West Papua a few years ago by traditional owners from Raja Ampat. There's companies up in Pinkenbar that bring in timber, Mabau from the forests of West Papua. There's CSR, Colonial Sugar Refinery, that was involved in blackbirding from the Pacific and is now involved in setting up plantations in the south of West Papua, the 2.5 million land grab that is also driving climate change. But as well as that, we have the Australian government playing a really critical role. The Australian government arms and trains the Indonesian police who are arresting and beating and killing these West Papuan students. The Australian Federal Police trains the Indonesian police in Semarang, in a place called the Jakarta Centre for Law Enforcement Cooperation. They train BRIMOB, the mobile paramilitary mobile brigade. The Australian government helps set up Detachment 88. Now this is a counter-terrorist police force, and they are using their skills to crack down on unarmed West Papuans. And as well as that, we train the ordinary Indonesian police. And these police are using the skills from the Australian government to maximise their effectiveness as human rights violators.
Breath of West Papua. They are sick and tired of these killings and this violence. But even more so, I can tell you that they are desperately worried about the relentless influx of Indonesian migrants into their country. Indonesian migrants who are taking almost all the economic opportunities and leaving Papuans to sit on the sidelines and not be able to make a decent income to look after themselves and their families. They are being forced to not use their traditional culture. They are being discouraged from using their traditional languages. And they see their numbers as a percentage of the population dropping rapidly. And they are desperately worried that unless something happens very, very soon, they are going to be left a very small minority in the land which has been theirs for thousands of generations. I know that there is much emphasis from a lot of international organisations campaigning around West Papua to talk about human rights and to challenge the Indonesian military and police violence against Papuans. And it's right to do that. But I want to make it very, very clear to you, from the hundreds of Papuans I have spoken to address that violence and to address the economic, social and cultural marginalisation that they are experiencing, I have got a clear answer from just about every Papuan I have met. They want their freedom.
I'm Joanne from Rise for West Papua.
So you guys are mostly from Papua New Guinea or Pacific Islands. What's the importance of solidarity between other Pacific Islanders and Melanesian people and West Papuans?
So whatever's going on within our region, it affects each and every one of us. So all Melanesians, Polynesians and Micronesians, we all, everything that happens in the region to the genocide in West Papua, to climate change, to domestic violence, to any issues in the Pacific, it all affects us. So we all stand in solidarity in everything that we do.
Sperm from wool.
Why is it important for warriors of the Aboriginal resistance and Aboriginal people, do you think, to support West Papuan independence struggle?
Because of the obvious reason, the effects of colonisation that continues today in so-called Australia and in West Papua. You know, we've been associated with the people of the north, the Binary people, for so long before both of our lands was colonised. We've always had a relationship, you know, with those mob. You know, we're not going to let something as so small as 200 years, you know, disrupt our connection.